Tech companies in Seattle have been on a hiring spree. That's good news for the city's restaurant industry. More people with more income to spend on meals out. But there is an unknown hanging over the city's restaurant trade. The minimum wage went up to $11 an hour last month. It's set to keep rising to $15 and beyond. Deborah Wong of member station KUOW reports that restaurant owners are scrambling to keep up.
In the rough and tumble world of restaurants, Jeremy Hardy considers himself something of a survivor.
Steven, how's the morning going?
His restaurant, Coastal Kitchen, has been a fixture of Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood for 20 years.
I'll grab these menus out of the way for you.
Restaurants are notoriously low-margin businesses with a high failure rate.
With the labor pressures that are coming from this $15 eventual minimum wage increase, we're juggling with razor-sharp daggers. And if you don't get it right, it's really going to hurt.
That's because no major city has ever seen an across-the-board 60% increase in its minimum wage. Restaurants employ about a quarter of the city's minimum wage workers. Labor typically accounts for about a third of a restaurant's costs. Hardy says he's now making adjustments. He's trimming staffing hours, opening 1 hour later and closing 1 hour earlier. He's also considering whether to close some hours during the day.
I'm going through the hourly sales, and if it is not making money, if it's not profitable, we're not going to do it because we can't afford to.
Hardy is a small employer, so he has a few years to figure out what to do. The formula is a bit complicated, but basically, the $15 wage will be phased in at different rates for different size employers over the course of several years. The biggest pressures will be on large employers who have to reach $15 an hour first. And they're the ones who are now making the most dramatic changes.
So here is the little insert explaining what's going on.
That's Bob Donegan, the president of Ivers, which runs a chain of fish and chip shops. He shows me the new menu at Ivers Salmon House, one of the company's sit-down restaurants.
Alaska Coho, that's today 34, last week would have been $28.
In April, the Salmon House increased the price of all of its menu items, from chowder to crab legs, by a whopping 21%.
So that meal that last year cost you $100, today costs you $121.
The catch is that when diners pay the bill, they're no longer expected to leave a tip. It's included. The big price increase will allow the Salmon House to start paying a $15 an hour minimum wage immediately, 3 years ahead of schedule.
It's very early, but so far it's working okay.
Donegan says many restaurants in the city are now watching Ivers to see if the changes work and if they should follow suit. But not every restaurant is in a position to experiment.
Parmesan, peppers, napkins.
Ritu Shah Burnham owns Z Pizza. She employs 12 people. But because she operates as a franchise, the city considers her a large employer. That means she has to pay $1.50 an hour more this year, $2 an hour more next year, and $2 an hour more the year after.
If you have to pay $15 an hour in 20 months, and that is the largest part of your expenses, it's a little difficult to do a business plan that makes that work. I tried. Before I made my decision, I tried. And I didn't see it happening.
Burnham says she didn't want to go back to working 60 or 80 hours a week, as she did when she first opened the restaurant, just to make ends meet. So she's shutting down her business at the end of the summer. It's conceivable that more restaurant owners will follow in Burnham's footsteps. Even Seattle's best-known chef, Tom Douglas, says it's not out of the question that he may have to close some of his 15 restaurants. Douglas is now in the process of raising his menu prices 4% this year.
I really don't know what your saturation point is for what you're willing to pay for chicken. That's why I say I don't know. We're going to have to wait and see. I don't know if it's worth it to you to come to our restaurants when chicken's $30 a portion compared to when it was $20 a portion. I just don't know.
But Douglas says if price increases force diners to cut back on dinners out, he's okay with that. He says he'd rather have people make a living wage instead of selling more chicken. For NPR News, I'm Deborah Wong in Seattle.